27 minutes till 4 here on Downtown on your Tuesday afternoon.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships rolling.
Yeah, just sitting on the dock of the bay, watching Madison Bumgarner getting another skirmish. Let's talk some Major League Baseball. Joined on the G&M Family Market phone line by Matt Snyder of CBS Sports. Matt, good afternoon.
Hey, how are we doing?
We're doing great. What is up with Bumgarner? All that talent, and he can't seem to stay out of fights.
It's kind of annoying, actually. And I understand intensity, but there are a lot of guys, specifically pitchers, who are very intense and don't pick fights with somebody on a seemingly regular basis. And it's stupid crap. I mean, even in spring training, you know, there was an issue where Jason Hayward was looking at Dexter Fowler at second base, and Bumgarner started screaming, "You talking to me? You talking to me?" And then everybody, and the whole time Hayward was saying, no, I wasn't. It doesn't matter. And like last night, Puig wasn't saying or doing anything. I don't even know. I mean, he reacted after Bumgarner started trying to pick a fight with him, but who wouldn't? It's a bit ridiculous. And I think it's embarrassing. I don't know why he gets such a free pass. Maybe it's because he was so great in the postseason and because he's such an established ace. But I don't think he should be getting as much of a pass as he seems to be getting. I think he should get a lot more made fun of, for lack of a better term.
Well, maybe off-season he and Chris Sale can take an anger management class together.
Yeah, I guess so. It's kind of funny how some guys get reputations for being hotheads or whatever, and some just seem to skate by. And I don't think the national perception of Madison Bumgarner is that he's a problem, but he kind of is.
Well, speaking of his Giants, they've had this great run of championships in even-numbered years. Is that run going to come to an end this season?
Yeah, I think so, and I think it's going to come to an end in the regular season. I think the Cardinals are going to win just enough games, and the Mets have that paper-soft schedule the rest of the way. I think the Giants are not even going to make the postseason. Now, if they do, all of a sudden they could become very dangerous again, because you've got Bumgarner in the wild card game in all likelihood. Then you can come back with Cueto in game one and Samardzija in game two against the Cubs, then Bumgarner in game three. There's a possibility that they string together some great pitching performances and would be able to knock the Cubs out. And then, I mean, it's other than the Cubs, there's not really a dominant team right now. So if you could get to the Cubs somehow in a short series like that, then all of a sudden it seems like it's open to the taking. I just don't think that it's in the cards for them this time around.
So we've got some interesting races, whether it's divisional races or the wild card battles. What's the most interesting one from your perspective?
I think that it's the combination of the AL East with the two wild card spots and how that shakes out. And I know there's some distance right now with the Tigers being 2.5 behind the Blue Jays and the Astros 3 out, the Mariners 3 out. But if that tightens up again, and you're looking at a situation where now that the Red Sox have separated themselves a little bit, it's more so on the wild card races there with the Orioles and the Blue Jays. But there's enough head-to-head games left that if the Red Sox fell back, you might be talking about 6 or 7 teams fighting for 3 playoff spots, which include the division championship. So that one for me has been the most fun for quite a while.
We're talking with Matt Snyder of CBS Sports. Let's look at the National League here. Obviously, the Cubs are the favorite as we head into the postseason, but is a team like San Francisco, is a team with great pitching, the type of team that would pose the biggest threat to them getting to the World Series?
Probably. I think the main problem the Cubs have had this year, which it sounds ridiculous to say when a team's 40 games over 500 right now, but now that the bullpen, once Strope comes back, now that the bullpen seems like it's kind of settled down, it actually looks like it can be dominant between Carl Edwards Jr., Strope, Rondon, and Chapman at the end. The bullpen's great. The starting pitching's ridiculous. They're deep everywhere. The defense is amazing. The offense is very good, but it has a tendency to go into dry spells. So that's what you'd be looking for if you're trying to knock them out, is let's run out some great starting pitching, get some good performances, and see if we can hit one of their dry spells. And it's very possible. I mean, the only thing I wonder is anybody going to be healthy enough to do it between all the injuries we've seen? The Mets, their entire rotation except Syndergaard's hurt, and they would have to use him in the wild card game. And the Giants, they could pose a possibility. I just don't think they're going to make it. The Cardinals wouldn't scare the Cubs at all with their pitching. If you look ahead to the NLCS, the Dodgers, maybe, if Kershaw's firing in all cylinders, which it looks like he might be, and Rich Hill's continuing to pitch well and avoiding the blisters, they might be able to run something out that's pretty formidable. The Nationals, Strasburg's hurt. After Scherzer, I'm just not sure that they'd have enough to be that imposing. So I think the Cubs are going to come out of it. To me, their biggest threat is the Dodgers.
When we look at the American League, Red Sox at least this month have seemingly solved their bullpen problems. The rotation is mostly solidified. Have they surpassed the Rangers as the team to beat in the American League?
Absolutely. I think I tweeted it Sunday night. I said it looks like we're cruising for a Red Sox-Cubs World Series, and wouldn't that be something? I know that a lot of people would get annoyed by the coverage, especially the Epstein angle, but I think that would be really, really fun. And it seems like that's where we're headed because the Rangers aren't nearly as good as their record. I don't think they're that imposing, and I don't think they can do anything to contain the Red Sox offense. And you look at the Indians, between losing Carrasco and Salazar, they were my horse at the All-Star break because of that starting pitching, but that's gone now. They're going to try to go with Kluber and Bauer on short rest and piggyback in the other games. I just don't think they can make it through the AL like that. So I think it looks like the Red Sox are the best team, and I think they're going to go to the World Series against the Cubs. I'm really excited for that possibility.
Now, I say this, of course, in the middle of Red Sox country, but would that be a matchup of the two most insufferable fan bases in baseball?
No, the Yankees aren't involved. The Cardinals aren't involved. I think I would say that the World Series of that is Yankees and Cardinals. But if the Cubs did win it all, I have a feeling they would become, in the national scope of things, kind of like Red Sox fans, where people used to kind of, you kind of feel sorry for them a little bit. But now that they won, they think they're the biggest studs in the entire world. I could totally see the Cubs becoming like the new age incarnation of the Red Sox there. But I don't, personally, I think the Yankees and Cardinals fans are way more annoying for different reasons.
Well, no disagreement here, that's for certain. As we take a look at some of the individual performances this year, for me, and I'm trying to be unbiased as much as possible, it's hard for me to imagine anybody being more valuable to their team than what Mookie Betts has been for the Red Sox this year. But who do you think of the top American League MVP contenders?
I actually did AL MVP power rankings on Monday, so it's fresh in my mind. I have Mookie Betts first, Mike Trout second, Jose Altuve third, Donaldson and Machado still in the mix. It's going to be interesting to see how it shakes out there. Trout's the best player in baseball. He's been the best player again this year, but when they're 65 and 85, people are going to say, how valuable could you be? It just depends on how you define value. And I think that most people still think that you have to, for lack of a better term, play for a good team. And in a way, it frustrates me because baseball is not basketball. Trout can't bring the ball up the floor every single time. He only gets to bat once every 9 times. And we're punishing him for his teammates not being good. That doesn't seem fair, but hey, life ain't fair. I think Mookie Betts is going to win it, and I think the other two guys from the AL East are going to be in there. Altuve might have won it if the Astros made the playoffs, but it doesn't look like that's the way it's going to go, and he's really faltered the last month or so as well, and I think that will weigh on the minds of the voters.
And it would appear at least the two top contenders for the American League, Cy Young, are both at Camden Yards tonight. Rick Porcello, who got his 21st win last night, and Zach Britton, who's been a lights-out closer for the Orioles.
Absolutely. And I would throw Corey Kluber in there. And weird, if you look at the Blue Jays, Jay Happ, how is he all of a sudden in that mix? It's amazing what kind of turnaround he's made. But it's interesting, if you look at the voting right now, a lot of the awards seem still kind of up for grabs, but it wouldn't be too surprising if the Red Sox had a bit of a sweep there to win both MVP and Cy Young. And really, Farrell's got to be in the mix of Manager of the Year. I know a lot of people don't love him, but they might well get 3 of the 4 awards.
And he could get Manager of the Year because of the way he's viewed around the rest of the country and still get fired here, or at least have the fans tar and feather him and run him out of town.
Well, and the thing about Manager of the Year award is it's an odd duck here. I mean, let's be honest. It's basically which team improved the most from one season to the next or exceeded expectations through the lens of the eye of the beholder on the expectations. And if you look at the National League, like Dusty Baker, it might win it. He probably has a very good shot to win it. Is he actually a better manager than Joe Maddon? I don't even think that's close. It's Maddon in a blowout, but because the Cubs won 97 games last year and everybody thought they were going to be good, Madden doesn't have a chance. So it's interesting how the voting there goes. In the AL, it might be Francona to win it, but it also might be Farrell, because the Red Sox were well under 500 this year, and they're probably going to end up as the best team in the AL.
Heady times indeed. Hey, Matt, it's always great talking with you. Love your work. CBS Sports, CBS.com. Thanks, as always, for checking in, and we'll visit with you again come playoff time.
All right, man. Have a good one.